My son is beautiful. No, she is a girl. A very, very pretty one. I hope everything goes well. When my baby puts on her dress, she looks just like Eliza. I believe that little by little, he will end up transforming into her. It is inevitable. The Lord wants it that way. I am a saint. There is no doubt. I have been chosen by the great Baphomet. But I feel like empty. Maybe I'll have to do experiments on children again to kill time. These gossiping nuns seem to be whispering. What are they up to? For heaven's sake, what's happening here? I don't understand anything. A saint like me doesn't need the adulation of ordinary, humble humans. I wish these nuns weren't such gossips. Where will my beautiful baby be? Where will my beautiful baby be? You! What are you doing here? How many times have I told you not to take that dress off? Eliza! Don't walk around here! Go back to the pink room to play! How dare they stain the sacred name of Baphomet! I have a book here that talks about him. Maybe I can review a couple of things. What is all this? What is my baby doing out there with the nuns? What? Those traitorous nuns are handing Eliza over to that itinerant ice cream man! And not content with that, they also give him part of my research as payment! As if my little poor Eliza wasn't enough! Why? Why? No. No! Wait a minute. This is crazy, an unforgivable sin! My baby is gone, and I can't leave school! I promised Baphomet! I have promised Baphomet! I have to be a good mother! An exemplary human being! Pray day and night to him! Not leave this school until others! 36 years have passed! It's impossible! No! No! You thieving nuns! What have you done? No!
I'll kill you all!
What? Are you my son? I don't see your face, but I guess you dress like Joseph for some reason. Finally, I can hug you again! I am very sorry for everything that happened. Please forgive me. I love you. Yes, it's me. Finally, I recognize you as my son, a grown man. I hope we get to know each other in the afterlife. You aren't going to interfere with my goal anymore, little child. I will meet my son again, and nobody will stop me. Now, little child, it's time to rest.